You ever look at yourself in the mirror and say, damn, I'm ugly?
Yeah.
And then some days you're like, man, I'm pretty.
No.
No?
No.
It depends on the day for me.
Do you look?
But today was one of those, ooh, man, what's going on days?
Bad one?
Yeah, bad one.
Is it like?
I think it was bad lighting.
Different side? Is it like if you look to the left versus the right? Which side of your face do you point towards the camera? Straight on?
This one.
So straight on?
Straight on. Yeah.
What about you, Nigel?
What? Which side's my good side?
Yeah. I mean, obviously they're both bad, but what's your best one?
What's my best bad side? I actually don't know.
I think you don't know.
I know that there is a side I prefer. I just can't think of it when you ask me.
I think it's...
You know what I mean?
My guess is your left side. Because you set the camera up
on
the left.
It's my good side.
You set the camera on your left.
You told me to put it on my left.
Oh, I did do that. Fuck.
Because that's your good side.
It's your good side. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think what I did is I had you look in both directions. And when you looked to the left, I threw up in my mouth a little bit. And so I knew it was the...
Okay, so that's good. So you know my good side and bad
side. That was mean. I did not throw up in my mouth a little bit. And if I did, it was my own fault.
Okay. I'm eating
something.
I appreciate that.
Probably that like $5 McDonald's meal that we get too much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I thought, you know, I was worried about that they were going to get rid of that.
I think they know the instant they get rid of that $5 meal that their entire company is going to fall apart.
Mm-hmm. But now you can't even get the double cheeseburger anymore?
No.
Because they moved that to the $6 tier.
I thought it was always $6. I think it was always $6. Or maybe they changed it, but it's been like that for a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So now they just give you the option of the McChicken or the spicy McChicken?
They should change it to McMayo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's, I think half the calories come from mayo.
Yeah, I always get it without mayo.
I think they give
really?
Me your mayo.
I think the mayo is the good part.
No.
Really? You are a mayo boy. I get mayo.
I don't like a lot of mayo. Like if it's too much, it sucks. But I think it's important.
No.
If it's too much, it slurps.
Ugh, it gushes.
Yeah, well, that's way too much.
Like sometimes it's like all in the center of the burger too. So mm-hmm. It's like you take a bite and it's just like a gusher.
Yeah, a savory.
Or it squirts out the back onto your lap.
Bro.
Mm. So yeah, it definitely the squirting is a problem.
Yeah, that's my least favorite part is the when I eat my food and it squirts everywhere.
I don't like any of that stuff. Mayo, sour cream. I think just those two.
Oh, sour cream. Yeah. Sour cream's so good. What are you talking about?
It's good, but it's just not healthy. I mean, it
that's
doesn't.
That's what you're worried about.
Wait, it doesn't taste as good as the amount of calories that
it's
has.
Like not sweet yogurt.
Why are you counting calories?
Yeah, you weigh
well,
like 90
pounds.
Well,
it's bad for you. It's like fat. It's like bad,
no.
Unhealthy fat. It's,
no way.
It's not nutritious. It's just fat.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Wait, why is Kevin so opinionated about that?
Is yogurt good for you?
Yeah, yogurt's good for you.
Then what's the difference between yogurt and sour cream?
Well, number one, it tastes worse than yogurt.
It's because it's not sugar.
And it's probiotic.
It's got no sugar, which means it's probably actually
Is sour
healthier.
Cream a probiotic food too?
John,
I think
yogurt has like nutrients still in it.
It's all just milk with like bacteria shit, right?
Wait, what?
There are nutrients in sour cream, John. It's probiotic. John says sour cream is probiotic.
Certified.
John majored in film and television.
Like does it have protein?
Does
too?
It have the sour cream have protein in it? Yes.
Okay, compare it to mayo.
How much
or no,
protein
compare it to yogurt.
Is in sour cream versus yogurt? Dude, I think sour cream is just yogurt.
Hmm. I never thought of it that way. It just kind of smells like rotten milk. So does
it's
yogurt.
All rotten milk.
Well, you know, like the Greek yogurt?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It actually smells like rotten milk.
Mm.
It's like twang. It's got a twang
yeah,
to it.
But not like a rotten twang. It's like a set. Yogurt has more protein.
Okay, there it settles it. Yogurt has more protein. I win.
Okay, how much more protein?
Okay.
Dude, there's no way that yogurt with a bunch of sugar in it is actually healthier than sour cream.
Well, that's why you would get the Greek yogurt, but that smells and tastes
bad. What if
you
put sugar in sour cream? I think it would just be like yogurt.
You think so?
I think
we should,
so.
I'll try that.
What do you think, Nigel? What page of Reddit are you on right now, you bastard?
No, he's doing research.
What are you researching?
Doing research. No, nothing. Sour cream.
I'm gonna put a taste.
I just don't think about. I don't think about any of this about calories. I just think if it tastes good.
What tastes good? Sour cream. What better? Sour cream or yogurt? What would you prefer to eat?
Oh, it depends on what.
A burrito.
Sour cream. Or
I wouldn't
yogurt?
Have like. No, like that. if you were to ask me, would I like a bowl of fruit and sour cream? I'd be like, no.
Oh my God, they're like the same.
But on like on a taco, I'm not gonna want
fat.
Like,
which would go fat? Wait, one of them has like no fat. Is that yogurt? Oh, so it's just like sour cream is literally cream. It's like yogurt, but like the cream version of yogurt rather than the milk version of yogurt.
But I feel like, yeah, on a taco, you or like a burrito or whatever, I don't know. Sour cream's good, but you wouldn't want yogurt.
Okay, then what the hell is cream cheese?
Cream cheese?
What's cream cheese versus sour cream? Who makes this shit?
Well, I don't know.
Where have they invented all this different cheese milk product?
Hmm.
It's just like different.
It gets infected by different things.
Like
cream cheese is not fermented?
It's just curdled.
I've wondered about this.
It's curdled.
It has to do with like the bacteria and stuff, right?
What's the difference between what do you say? Infected? No.
Fermented?
Fermented versus curdled. I'd do
well,
that.
Well, curdled. I think all cheese, you have to add like something. Like either you add acid or there's a bacteria they put in one that I think makes lactic acid or something that then knocks the casein protein out, which is the cheese. And the thing left over, the liquid, is the whey.
Mm.
Right?
But what is cream cheese, though? Is cream cheese like...
But...
The culture? What's a culture?
The same thing.
Isn't that fermented?
Because I know I watched a whole video on how... what's it called? Parmesan cheese is made.
Yeah.
But I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, how can you possibly make cheese in this many different ways?
I know. Yeah.
Where it's like some are like these hard cheeses and you got like brie. And then you have like cream cheese. And then I was like, what the hell is cheddar?
I don't know.
Why is it yellow?
It's like what goes in the cheese before it's cheese. And then what kind of bacteria is in the cheese. And then
or
what
like
kind
how
of thing.
Is it like cream versus like skim milk?
Fat
that they
content
use?
Of the cheese?
Yeah.
Maybe.
What's the fatty cheese? Cream cheese? Is fat bad in cheese?
I don't know. Oh, well, definitely
we
not
need,
Parmesan.
We need a cheese expert.
Because Parmesan is so hard.
We need a cheese expert.
So like a...
And so I know that I think... People who are lactose intolerant, this is just cheese facts, but people who are lactose intolerant can have, because Parmesan in the video, they're saying that they'll let it sit there for years. Like that's the good stuff is aged for years. And so I think people who are lactose intolerant can have it because the bacteria by then eat all the lactose or something. And like that's part of like the firmingness of the cheese.
Can we talk about how amazing of a marketing campaign that is?
I know.
Our fucking oldest,
yeah,
rottenest. We forgot it in the back of our shelf.
Yeah.
Store shelf.
I knew that cheese. All those little packets of Parmesan cheese, yeah, that I have saved in the back,
exactly,
of my fridge.
From
I'm
pizza
aging
from like
them.
10 years ago.
Yep. They're probably so good now.
Like how did they do that? How did they turn what essentially was like an enormous mistake and like a biological hazard into the most expensive,
yeah,
cheese?
Oops, we made too much Parmesan cheese, but guess what?
It's super fucking old now,
I mean,
give us more money.
Yeah.
I almost guarantee what happened is there's a cheese that is popular that is the same as Parmesan. It's just like not aged yet.
Mm.
Or maybe it is Parmesan. That's just how they made it first. But then some guy, yeah, like Kevin, just forgot it in the back of like a cupboard and then ate it like 2 years later because he was hungry. And he's just like, oh, that's better.
Mm.
And then they just decide to start aging it.
Yeah, it probably like hits a point where you don't get any more returns though.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, so what is blue cheese? John, what's blue cheese?
That's like that has a mold in it, right?
Oh man.
Don't they all have mold in them though? What is it?
I don't think so.
A specific type of mold, but like so they separate the whey from the
casein,
and then they just stick mold in it. Penicillin. That's like actually all they do. It's like
Sorry, continue.
I don't know. I'm just thinking like it's like a single step process. Like you just mix all these things together and then or is it like they have to like, they like put it in a block and they like smear the penicillin on the outside.
Yeah. Or they just like let it sit and whatever colonizes it. They're like, oh, well, that smells like Parmesan. This smells like blue
cheddar,
cheese.
Blue,
yeah,
cheese. Swiss. That's the ants. Ants colonize it.
Oh, yeah.
Carve holes into the cheese. That's Swiss. Okay. So what about
it says,
yeah,
cream cheese. At least in Canada, it says the law is that it has to be, bacteria has to be used to knock the curd out, whereas elsewhere they can use acids like lactic acid or something. But basically it says they take out the curd get rid of the whey, which is all the water. And then they add a bunch of other ingredients. Like I think they add some cream, some stabilizers, whatever, and they just blend it until it's like a paste.
Mm.
So it's like, I guess it's just
unaged cheese.
Yeah, it's unaged cheese paste.
Wet cheese. That's what cream is. Wet cheese.
Gross.
Like actually,
you ever have like a burger or something, and the cheese gets wet from like the lettuce,
mm-hmm.
or like it would maybe be like something that's like a pre-made sandwich mm-hmm. that you get from 7-Eleven, and it's like the tomato juice like soaks into the mm-hmm. cheese and it makes it soft and discolored, and
that's
so gross.
Yeah.
No, that's what cream cheese is. The whole thing.
Really.
I don't like that stuff.
Yeah, on a bagel?
Cream cheese is so good.
Cream cheese is great.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't like it.
It's like veal, but cheese, like cheese veal.
It's too like creamy and mushy.
But you like yogurt?
Yeah, but like on its own.
Why would you eat cream cheese on its own?
You know, like on the gyros, they put the yogurt stuff on there. Tzatziki, I don't like that either.
You don't like that?
No.
Really? What, Kevin?
I don't like cream sauces or anything like that. You know, I was at, when we did the shoot, I went to Chipotle with Alex Ernst.
Yeah.
He got a burrito. He asked for sour cream. Boom. Asked for extra sour cream. Ooh. Boom. And then he asked for extra sour cream on the side.
He's a sauce queen, dude.
I yelled at him. I'm like, no, Alex.
Oh my God.
And then the lady like from Chipotle is standing there like with the scoop and the cup, like looking at me, looking at Alex. Like
she's like, I'm with that guy.
Yeah. But she did it.
She did give him. Oh yeah. My God. Oh,
you know, like the queso cup. It's like another half cup of cream cheese. And he just dunks the whole, sour cream.
Would you like some burrito with your sour cream?
So I was going to say, I read randomly recommended me to how brie is made. So it's interesting. I feel like with every cheese, there's some sort of like specific cheese instrument that's used for just that cheese. So it's like brie is the curd, you add rennet, which is a mix of stomach enzymes from ruminant mammals. So they use stomach enzymes.
I feel like that sentence is a bunch of words that if you put it in layman's terms is actually
juice.
10 times more horrific.
We use cow barf.
Wait, can you you copy that and paste that into Google?
What?
And then click on images.
The enzymes from what?
Complex of enzymes produced from stomachs of ruminant animals.
Yeah, ruminant. Search ruminant animals. I don't think you're going to like what that is.
It's all cows and stuff.
Yeah, but what does it mean specifically? I think there's a very horrible definition here.
Cow barf. Herbivorous hoofed animals with unique four-chambered stomach that allows them to digest plant-based food.
It has nothing to do with infant cows?
No. I think it's the one where they like... it's like cows and stuff. It's how they eat grass and other things that normally you can't eat.
Yeah, so they
can
break down cellulose.
They like chew it and it's like they regurgitate it. And
I thought, I watched something a long time ago or was like exactly what you're saying, but it was like specifically like baby calves.
Oh, okay.
And so they would just like take the calf stomach and like use that to curdle the...
Honestly, maybe.
Oh, they like do it in the calf's stomach itself? Like that's how they get the shape of the cheese?
I think they take the stomach out. Oh, yeah. I think they do that too. Yeah.
Huh.
I think. I don't remember. It was a while ago and it was like one of those late night YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't have to explain myself. We've all been there.
Oh, here. Extraction of calf rennet. Calf rennet is extracted from the inner mucosa of the fourth stomach chamber of young nursing calves as part of livestock butchering.
Oh, you were right.
These stomachs are a byproduct of veal production.
Oh, that's the order it goes in?
Rennet extracted from older calves contains less or almost no chymosin, but a high level of pepsin, and can only be used for special types of cheeses. So it's from baby cows.
Yeah.
So they need specifically baby cow juice to make like brie.
And the baby cows?
That's why it tastes so good.
I know.
They don't. But that's
it's
what
the soul
dude, this
of
feels
a baby
like,
cow yeah. and every bite.
This, oh yeah, so creamy.
It feels like some witchcraft recipe. Like you need the juice of a baby cow.
The stomach of an infant ruminant animal.
dude, that's horrible.
Still suckling on its mother's teat.
You must remove it from the teat and then execute it.
You know, we have the technology to just make that enzyme.
Yeah, but then it turns into the whole champagne thing, right? Where it's not champagne unless you like murdered a baby calf.
Yep.
making enzymes is hard, but yeah, you probably could replace it. But I guess there's so much veal being made anyway that it's like...
might as well use the rest of the cow.
I was going to say, this seems
we're killing so many babies. You might as well use all of it.
You're like, okay, we stopped using infant baby cow stomachs for making cheese. And it's like, okay, well, how many cows did we save? And they're like, none.
You're like, what?
What else?
But yeah, so you take the curd. Oh, sorry, you add the rennet. The baby juice. Cow juice to the milk and you raw milk and you warm it to 37°C.
Uh-oh.
Then you cast it into molds.
Body temperature.
With a traditional perforated ladle.
What?
Called a pelle à brie.
What does that matter? Is it just like to drain the extra fluid out of it? When
it says then the 20-centimeter mold is filled with several thin layers of cheese. And then drained for 18 hours, approximately. The cheese is then taken out of the molds, salted, and inoculated with Penicillium camemberti, or whatever, some specific bacteria.
That's brie.
And aged for 4 to 5 weeks.
And that's what makes it...
Bestering.
Bestering gooey on the
inside. And it says, if you let it go for several months to a year, it changes the flavor, and it becomes brie noir.
I don't
the
like.
Black brie.
Oh! No!
Fully colonized.
No. I'm telling you right now.
Wait, that pull that up. What is black brie?
Oh, God.
I think it has like stuff on. I think the bacteria.
Is it like marbled? Goes on the surface. You know, I've seen those marbled looking cheeses before.
I don't think we're going to like this. I am very scared. Actually, this.
Or is it just on the outside, the rind?
I don't know. It kind of looks bad.
Yeah, I bet you it looks fucking bad.
It looks like a hunk of mold. I'm not going to lie.
Oh.
That's
oh,
awful.
Man.
That's awful. That's awful. It looks like some cake, but you forgot to put baking powder in it. That's horrible. That's a nightmare. Is it like hard?
It looks pretty hard.
I think so.
Like it looks
dry.
Could you like shave it with a cheese slicer?
That
like,
would make me feel a little bit better for
maybe,
some reason.
Yeah, maybe it would be better that way. Hmm.
Have you guys ever tried fermenting anything?
Sorry.
Uh-oh.
I have to read you something. Dude, I think there's something crazy, but I have to get into this cheese world. I looked up a Parmesan, and it says Parmigiano Reggiano is made from unpasteurized cow's milk. It goes, the whole milk of the morning milk is mixed with the naturally skimmed milk of the previous evening's milking, resulting in a part skim mixture.
Witchcraft.
I don't even know what that line really means.
It's like astrology
means,
for cheese makers.
They like make it as convoluted as possible so you can't call
oh,
it.
Oh, they also
cheese
use calf rennet.
Does the calf survive the rennet extraction process?
Does the rennet? No, I don't think so.
How much do you need? Is it just like as much as you can fit in the calf's stomach?
Yeah.
And then squeeze out?
We're asking him like he's the cheese expert.
Yeah.
Dude, this Parmesan's crazy.
Okay, so then is Jesus Christ. So then I feel like we've just opened a can of rotten cheese, dude. Because in like Swiss, why are the bubbles in it?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's probably something that makes gas.
So that's like bread. It's like baking, but then also cheese. So you need to have gas in your cheese.
So there's some microbe in there that makes
gas.
Yeah. Farts.
But how do the bubbles form if the cheese is soft enough to make bubbles? Don't they just like they bubble out? Is anyone asking these kinds of like important questions? Are we the only ones?
It says it's from the specific mixture of bacteria that I guess as it consume like it obviously is like kind of liquidy. Oh, that kind of makes sense. I guess it's like I don't know.
Is that one of the ones that they, sometimes they like dip the whole thing in wax?
Yeah, but wouldn't the bubbles all be at the top? You see what I'm saying?
Maybe they flip it every couple days.
Oh, shit.
I think I've seen that before,
would
actually.
Be more on the edges then, maybe? Or I guess if you flip it, fast enough, it'll just kind of like.
Yeah, cheese flippers.
Hmm. So they actually, is that a thing? John, can you look that up? Do they actually flip Swiss cheese to make sure the bubbles don't go to the top?
Totally made that up.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, but maybe it just like hardens enough.
As the bubbles miraculously
form. No, maybe
like,
it like.
Why are they not small bubbles?
Once it sits, it like hardens like cement.
Yeah.
You know,
like black noir brie.
Yeah, well, like into its consistency, the same consistency it is when you buy it.
Where's the small bubble? Why is it only big bubbles?
We can get baby Swiss that has small bubbles.
Veal Swiss? Where are the medium-sized bubbles? It's just huge bubbles. How does this happen?
Where does the cheese go?
I have no idea.
It just like expands like a balloon?
How's cheddar cheese made? Like, why does it have that?
Why is it orange? Why is cheddar cheese orange?
That's a very
I cannot
good
believe
point.
We've been eating cheese this whole time, and these are like horrific questions.
Maybe it's bacteria that poops out orange stuff.
Yeah, but like, what is the orange stuff?
Hmm.
We're not the first. John's saying we're not the first person to ask why cheddar cheese is orange.
Well, that makes me feel worse. It's like,
I know.
Why is it taking me so long to question this?
To question like the horrific world, the nightmare world of cheeses. Like. When you start to like describe what cheese is, it makes me want to eat cheese less.
Is that Parmesan right there on the shelf?
I see it's like a sauce.
No, to the right, the green thing.
Oh yeah, there's some Parmesan there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Nothing
is No, this is gonna be some really good Parmesan.
No, there's sawdust in this one, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cellulose. Yeah, like ingredients.
No
dairy,
way.
Whey, food, starch, rice, flour, casein, natural. Flavors, water, palm oil, salt, sodium, phosphate, lactic acid, buttermilk powder, Parmesan cheese made from cow's milk, culture, salt, enzyme, cellulose powder to prevent caking. It's got paper
to prevent
in it. Yeah.
Caking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dairy. You know, they don't say calf's stomach here.
I think that they have figured out how to not. You know how
maybe that's the bioengineered food ingredients.
Yeah.
Is that Parmesan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it, what I was watching in a video too, that it's like basically all Parmesan is counterfeit.
Like it's because it doesn't come from Parmesan, France.
Well, no, it's because I think it's like there's only in Italy do they actually make it the traditional way, whereas all the other ones they're like not properly aged or something, and they cut all these corners. And I was watching a whole video on how it's like a huge portion of it is not actually really Parmesan. Just like how there's a thing where it's believed that I think up to like 30% of the honey is literally just corn syrup mixed with some
here?
Other stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
Because it's like a lot of like people are making fake honey and then like mixing it with real honey and then selling it. But it's just corn syrup or something.
Oh, wait, right. On this Parmesan cheese is actually like one of the last. It is the last ingredient in here.
What?
So it goes the first. It's dairy whey, foods. Food starch, rice flour, casein, natural flavors, water, palm oil, salt, sodium phosphate, lactic acid, buttermilk powder, Parmesan cheese.
Yeah, it's like literally the last ingredient. Holy shit.
Made from culture salt.
So it says
made from cheese.
There's more of everything other than cheese in this.
There's more salt in this
than cheese.
Than there is cheese. So there's 70 milligrams of salt per 5 grams.
Whoa.
So that means
does
like
it say
20 milligrams?
Does it say
actual
Kevin? Product. Does it say pasteurized partly skimmed milk?
It just says Parmesan cheese made from cow's milk, culture, salt, enzyme.
It does like the sub, like a sub ingredients menu.
Yeah.
Cheese, culture, salt, enzymes. It said that I found this thing. It says that if it's real, it'll say milk, salt, rennet. It will say rennet on it.
Mm-hmm.
This says,
and it doesn't say,
it says enzyme.
This also is like probably like the cheapest thing of Parmesan you can buy.
Literally.
Like actually.
Risparmia.
You made the.
I would say, yeah. So this guy in R Cheese says 90% of quote unquote authentic Parmesan is in the US is counterfeit.
Counterfeit or people
good
just
enough.
don't care.
I think it's that. There are specific things that it's kind of weird. It's kind of like I don't know why I've been watching all these videos. It's like, what's the difference between like a scotch, a whiskey, and a bourbon?
Well, yeah, because they're like
things.
They have to be made in this one area.
This
of
one
it,
little
yeah.
white trash well, redneck town in
yeah.
Kentucky.
I don't know the details, but I think it was that because it was Maker's Mark. They were saying that for it to be is that a bourbon for whatever
oh my
it
God,
is.
Are you getting like
they were like
hit with American bourbon ads as a Canadian? They're like trying to like
no,
oh. like salvage their destroyed market.
No, this is just like I don't know, just watching like how stuff's made, I guess. But it's like it has to be aged in like a charred oak barrel or something. And if it's not, it's not technically I think it was a bourbon. It like you can't technically classify it as a bourbon or something. And I think it was like a whiskey has very strict guidelines, but a scotch, I don't know. Like there was like, or sorry, a rum doesn't. Rum is pretty loose. I think you can almost, there's like certain strict rules on what allows you to actually call it that. And I think it's like there are strict rules for Parmesan, but people kind of play loose with them. So they still
nobody
sell it as Parmesan.
Literally nobody.
But they sell it
we're
like
French,
that,
apparently.
But they're like, it's
all this champagne.
Technically not.
Sparkling champagne.
Sparkling champagne, yeah.
This isn't champagne, this is sparkling champagne.
This is champagne.
Champagne. You made the American cheese on Nile Blue.
Mm-hmm.
What was that process? You just started with cheese, right?
Like, yeah, it's just a cheddar. Basically, it's kind of funny. It seems so cursed, but at the end of the day, it's like American cheese. Probably, I mean, Kraft Singles, don't get me wrong, is filled with some unknown toxic chemicals, probably, with preservatives. But it's like, at the end of the day, all you're doing is trying to take cheddar cheese and put more water in it. So it just gives it kind of like a jello-y, more...
Like, is that actually what it is? It's just like emulsified cheese and water?
Literally, that's it. Like, all you're doing is melting cheddar with water. Wow. And adding an emulsifier so that it just holds more water.
Is this
so
you're like selling water as cheese, basically?
Well, it's a different, it gets a bit of a different flavor because of the stuff that you add.
Mm.
And obviously a different texture because cheddar's not great. Like it won't melt on a burger properly and everything. But what is interesting is like there's an arbitrary cutoff, I think in the US and Canada, where they're like, if it's not above 60%, actual like cheese curd solid, you can't sell it as cheese. Just as like a legal standpoint.
Oh yeah, then it's like a cheese product.
Cheese food or
correct. Because you've like, yeah, because you've like diluted the cheese.
Mm.
But you could, if you were able to literally take cheddar, dissolve it in water, and then let it cool down and it went below 70%, I think it's only 75 to start with or something. So you only have to dilute it below 60. And they're like, oh, it's not, it's a cheese product now. But then the way that that comes across makes it sound like it's some cursed thing. But you're like, no, it's just literally a regulatory thing.
Yeah, but you like couldn't
thing.
Sell it as cheese at that point, right? Like if you were saying it's
cheese.
No, because
cheese, it would be like you watering something down and selling it as the pure thing.
Yeah.
Everyone would be like, well, that's just missing.
Yeah.
But you're not, it's not like
well,
unhealthy.
They're definitely not just watering down cheese. And
well,
no, but I'm saying that.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, there's like what about Cheese Whiz?
Yeah, but like
that's not, unholy. That's unnatural. No, but it's cheese product, and
yeah.
It's probably like just cheese flavoring.
So
yeah,
let me say this, Kevin. Flavor. Let me say this.
It's cheese.
Let me say this. It's like the thing is, if you it's like, as it goes with many things, if you make it at home, it's going to be a lot healthier. So like, if you wanted to make American cheese at home, you just take water, mix it with cheddar, you just dissolve. The cheese, melt the cheese into the water, and then you just add like a little bit of this emulsifier, and then I think it's sodium citrate. No, is it sodium citrate? Whatever. It's like they're all fully edible, totally like food grade ingredients, and that's it. You can make American cheese. It's literally just like watered down cheddar. The problem with like, you know, Kraft Singles. They want a good shelf life. They want it to like look good in a package. They want this and that. They probably want it so when you pull the plastic off, it doesn't stick. So they put like a crap
Teflon?
Ton of random. Yeah, they put some Teflon in there.
Teflon impregnated American cheese.
So if you make it, like you can make a cheese dip, like a nacho cheese type thing at home. That's like Cheese Whiz. And it's like totally fine. But then Cheese Whiz is unholy because they want it to be room temperature on a shelf for 6 years.
Oh God. No, that makes sense. What about like the really, like, I think I'm trying to remember the nastiest cheese that I've ever seen. And I think it was somewhere in Europe. I think we were in Germany. Mm. We had some German friends. And I remember distinctly the smell.
Oh yeah.
Of this cheese.
Describe it for the audio and visual watchers.
Okay. I'm going to close my eyes and try to like bring myself back to 12-year-old William in middle school in Germany and his family's German friends are preparing in this cheese smorgasbord to experience European cheeses. The cheese smelled like a cat's litter box.
Mm. Wow. What about the consistency?
Dude, I don't even
little crunchy bits in there too.
I don't even remember. I don't remember. I was so like disturbed.
Is that bread or cheese?
John's got a picture up on here. Which one? Oh, that's maggot cheese?
What?
Why?
Why do they call it that?
Why?
I don't want to know.
Because there's maggots in it? Okay. It's called maggot cheese because there's maggots in it.
I'm going to look that up.
Dude. How do we leave Cheeseland? What is wrong with people? This is perfectly good cheese without maggots in it.
Is this a French thing? Where does it come from?
It's French. It's French.
Italy
it's
and
France.
Man.
So at some point, someone made cheese. And then I'm assuming by accident.
Chasing the dragon.
The flies found the cheese.
Oh, okay.
And the person who made the cheese is like, well, I'm still going to eat this cheese.
So I'm just going to call it something fancy.
And then they like loved it so much, they kept making it. And it's like actually something you'd find in a trash can.
Yeah.
Like actually.
And I feel like people.
Wait, so people is it that maggots ate the cheese or maggots get added to the cheese during the making of it?
Oh my God. Flies. John said flies.
I like this. This is Google. Okay, so I have to read you this. Wait, sorry.
Dial up sound.
So it says the cheese is often eaten with the maggots still alive, although some people remove them by placing the cheese in a paper bag.
Oh.
The maggots can jump, so some people hold their hands above the cheese while eating it.
That's absolutely not, it can't be real.
And so I like this. It says it's not legally sold in many countries, including the United States. However, it remains a cultural tradition in Sardinia where it's considered a delicacy by some.
I like how it added by some.
Like the freaks out there are still doing it.
Do you have to like, can you buy it or do you have to make it yourself? Or do you just like wait until you like the grocery store throws away an expired one and then.
Dude, you just pick them out of the dumpster and you bring it home to your Christmas dinner. You buy it on Thanksgiving and then get it from the backyard shed for Christmas dinner.
I consider myself like pretty open-minded with trying foods. There is nothing in this world that could get me to eat that except maybe like starvation.
Yeah. And even then I would still pick the maggots
out. Yeah. And eat them or put them aside?
Put them on the side so you can just make more cheese later.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The Italian name is rotten cheese, but just in Italian. So then like, I don't know, man.
Have you guys ever tried making anything fermented? Like cheese or yogurt or...
Do pickles count?
Kefir.
Oh, pickled eggs? Does that pickled eggs count? No.
No.
That's not fermenting.
No.
I think my mom has tried to make... what's the gross vinegar drink that everyone loves?
Kombucha.
And then my dad's made beer.
Sourdough.
I've never made...
I've done kombucha and sourdough.
Mm-hmm.
Kombucha's weird. Mm. Like, I used to work at a health food store, and I would drink it sometimes. And it took a while to get used to.
To stop hating it?
Yeah. And even then, I still kind of hated it.
Yeah.
But it was like, you know, it had like a nice vinegar twang to it. It was all right. But there's always this floating thing on top. And they call that the...
Goby or something?
The scoby. Scooby? Or the mother.
Scooby.
And so I tried making it myself.
You ever had a little Scooby snack?
So I took some out of the bottle.
Oh, no.
And, you know, I followed this recipe online.
Wait, they were making this at the store.
No. It's I took it from a commercial bottle, basically.
They have some in the bottle?
Yeah.
They like stick it in the bottle and can it and like that's it.
Yep.
It, like brews on its way.
There's a they do a secondary fermentation in the bottle.
For carbonation or something?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
And
it's like a little piece of cotton floating around in there.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Except it's a lot more like a booger.
Oh, wow. That. Yeah. Okay.
And a straight. Okay. So
I'm holding
you have to make tea.
Yeah.
Like a very strong, like black tea or something like that. And then you put sugar in it. And then you put this like thing in it and it starts growing the SCOBY. And it's a symbiotic relationship between like fungus and bacteria. So it's got everything. And man, it's nasty. Just looking at it, you take it out, it's like a pancake. It looks like that black brie.
Yeah.
You know, it's like thick. It's mm-hmm. so slimy.
Do you, so you like dry it out and then you can like eat it like beef jerky or something when you're done?
I think people do that. Actually. But no. Then you just like take the kombucha, you put it in bottles, you put a little bit of extra sugar in there and cap it and hope it doesn't explode.
They do like a Scooby leather.
Huh.
You know, like a wallet out of your...
Oh,
kombucha,
man.
A little flap of kombucha skin.
Your kombucha placenta.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. That.
I'm pretty sure Justin or he's talked about that before because you can, it's a thing where people use bacteria to grow like a leather material.
Wait, John, get a picture of kombucha Scooby Doo up on
this. It's called a SCOBY.
SCOBY? A SCOBY snack? Dude, it's got, we got a SCOBY snack. Would you wear a shirt that had a picture of a SCOBY and it said SCOBY snack on it? I just remember, like, oh God,
that looks nice,
bro. It looks like someone stepped on like an apple coring thing, and they like took a chunk of their heel out.
No, find what it looks like while it's brewing. But I also tried making sourdough once, and it never stopped smelling like vomit.
The starter,
yeah, and then the bread.
Ever? Are you sure it was the right one?
Yeah, we got it from somebody who makes sourdough.
And it just
tastes like vomit, vomit bread. I don't know what you're supposed to do.
Did their sourdough taste like vomit bread?
No. But it's a clone of their sourdough, basically.
Oh, man. Oh, Jesus Christ. Got another picture of a SCOBY snack on the screen. What? That I...
Looks like a gallon of piss.
Yeah, with like whipped cream on it? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
I'm eating some crackers, so I'm trying to avoid the mic.
How do we change the light? We gotta change the light color back.
That's
but extra bright.
Back to oh yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Oh
yeah.
No.
It has like little tentacles and like tendrils that hang down.
Oh God.
Yeah.
That's awful.
And you know what I think they do is they pluck the little tentacles off of there and they drop them in the drinks that they sell at the store.
Actually.
No, but that's what it looks like. Oh, it's like just like little things floating around in there.
I'm okay. 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 I'm trying. So where does the vinegar come from? Oh no.
The sugar.
Oh
or
God.
Something.
It turns into alcohol. And then,
they go further into turning it into vinegar.
Aerobic?
Yeah. I forget.
I think if you put oxygen, it makes vinegar instead of.
Oh yeah. That's right. Oh yeah. That's right. Yeah. Cause you just leave the jar open. So it, yeah. It's okay. Also like, so it's not sterile.
This is like straight up like terrarium or what do you call like the sealed jar? I remember Cody's lab made this like sealed algae jar.
Oh yeah.
Like a self contained ecosystem.
Yep.
Like actually.
And you just hope that your SCOBY is stronger than whatever else is trying to infect this delicious
my
concoction.
God. It's like Pokemon with bacteria and your opponent is the world.
And then people make like wild kombucha, which is they just like set this like iced tea, like sweet tea out on a counter and just they wait to see what infects it.
Oh, fuck.
They're like, yeah, it's got wild yeast.
You know.
Yeah,
why?
That's the good
Every
stuff.
Every single one of these things started the same way is like a big mistake.
Yep.
Like, oops, I left my tea brewing, my sun tea brewing outside for 4 weeks and I came back.
Oh, now I'm thirsty. It's the middle of the night. I can't see. And oh,
it's delicious. It tastes like vinegar.
Yeah.
It's got a little SCOBY snack.
Yeah.
With tendrils
it's
coming
slimy.
Out of the spout.
It's like a puddle that's been sitting out. For too long. And then the sun rises, they come out in the morning and they see what they just drank.
And they drink more.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude. I like actually cannot imagine. No. I feel like a wine or a beer is a different story. It's like it's less of like the
Okay, John.
No, John. Yeah, it's less of that.
Yeah.
Like, what's the worst that wine looks like? Not really anything, right?
No.
And then beer just kind of looks like cloudy, like it, like sort of sediment on the bottom.
Yeah.
But having this like what do you call a structure like that? Do you have any idea?
I think it's called a SCOBY.
That's the structure. Like, what is that? So you have a...
Or it's like a biofilm.
Like what? Yeah, Nigel, I feel like, what do you know about this?
It's just a bunch of bacteria and stuff, right?
But like what forms the mass? Like what causes them? Like what's the scaffolding of the mass?
I think that is...
Maybe the fungus?
I guess it forms like some sort of structure and then it's like sticky and they all stick to each other or something.
Yeah, they're all holding hands. They're little flagellas tickling each other.
This is a question for Justin.
What do you put in your jar of sweet tea? It's just like you put like a little chunk of goby snack in there?
Yeah.
And then it just like takes over the whole top? Okay, so I can't read the first part of it. Symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast, goby, is a culinary symbiotic fermentation culture consisting of lactic acid, acetic acid, and yeast, which arises in the preparation of sour foods and beverages such as kombucha. Beer and wine also undergo fermentation with yeast, but the lactic acid bacteria and acetic acid bacteria components unique to SCOBY are usually viewed as a source of spoilage. Oh, okay. In beer and wine.
Yeah.
So the things that kombucha are everything wrong with beer and wine.
Yes. Yeah. If you've ever drinking a really old, disgusting beer, someone's like, oh, what if I just like...
It was just that. Get rid of the beer and just the disgusting part. Mm-hmm. And that's kombucha.
Wait, I have a question. Do you like kombucha?
Me? No. It's just vinegar soda.
Yeah, a little bit, but I don't think I'm going to go out of my way to buy it or make it.
Wait, you think it... Because you have it at your house, don't you?
No, I think...
Will?
Oh, Sandra gets
Will.
It.
Oh, maybe Chelsea?
Yeah, but this is... I don't think it tastes like vinegar.
Yeah, it does. What are you talking about? It absolutely tastes like vinegar. Yeah. I'll fight you on this.
Huh. No, I'm not denying it. I'm saying that like...
It's sour.
I've had kombucha a bunch of times. I've never thought it tasted vinegary or sour.
John says mainstream kombucha has been made more mild, which means it's basically just soda at this point.
Yeah.
Which I believe. You know, well, the mainstream
really
brands
the
are too
I've had
scared to put
sweet
some tendrils
either.
In their
I think
can.
Real kombucha tastes like vinegar and it also gets you kind of drunk.
Mm. Oh, like some alcohol?
Yeah.
Okay, what?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so then...
Yeah, I haven't had the good closet kombucha.
We sold both brands at the store. There was like the 18, you know, the one that you had to be 21 years old or older to buy. Because it had like 2% alcohol.
Like you get sick from vinegar before you got drunk.
Definitely. Yeah.
What other... So you said you made bread. I had a friend who was doing the sourdough too. And they just had like... Remember going to their house once? And there was just this horrible little jar on the counter. That it like looked like a kind of... I don't know, like skin tone symbiote from Venom.
Oh, yeah.
Like trying to escape it. Like it wasn't just like a jar full of liquid and gravity was leveling it. It was like stringing up.
Yeah.
Tell me more about that.
Well, that was probably, I think it like rises a little bit and then like a gas bubble happens and then it falls back down. So it kind of looks like it's trying to get out of the container because it is. It wants to infect you and everything else.
And then how do you make bread? You just take a scoop of that and like...
God, I don't know.
You don't take the whole thing, do you?
No, I don't think so. I think you just take some of it and you add it to bread.
How long do you let it sit for though? Quite a while.
I think it's like a thing that you just constantly keep going in your fridge. You take some out, you put some new like food for the bacteria back in every time you scoop it out.
But then what do you put to make the actual sourdough? You put like a tablespoon of it and then you mix that dough together and let it sit overnight?
Yeah, probably just like normal bread. And the problem is like the first time you make the sourdough starter, apparently it just always tastes and smells like vomit. Mm. And you have to make enough of it to dilute that initial like bad fermentation, because that's when there's like other bacteria in there before the like good sourdough bacteria take over. Yeah. So it's a process.
How long did you let yours go for?
I don't know. We tried making a couple loaves. So I would say like at least
a week?
No, like 3 weeks maybe.
And it's just like never
didn't
like vomit.
Exactly.
How did you get rid
you
of it?
You bake it. The whole house smells like vomit.
How did you?
Butric acid.
Did you? You got rid of it, right? By eating it with a spoon?
No.
How much money?
I do it for like
the whole jar of starter with a spoon.
Like $1,000.
That's it?
Yeah.
You would eat the jar of starter for $1,000.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
If somebody came up to me with that would be the minimum, I would say. Yeah.
Huh. How bad could it be?
It's pretty bad, but you know, the jar's not that big.
Would just be eating like dough.
And if you're looking at $1,000 on the table, you know, would you eat mac and cheese for $1,000?
That's a good question. How much?
Just like like 2 ounces, you know?
What's that like?
Yeah. Like not a whole hockey puck size. Maybe like half of a hockey puck. No. Okay. A little brie, one of those little round cheeses.
Red cheese.
Yeah. The red cheese ones.
I would do it.
For $1,000?
Yeah, I would do it for $1,000. I would.
Yeah.
No, I'm not at that point in my life where I would say no to that. No. Yeah,
it kind of lets you justify it too.
Interesting. Yeah, I'd be like, oh, I didn't want to do it, but I
$1,000. Yeah.
I had no desire to eat maggot cheese.
Someone's gonna send you maggot cheese and $1,000 for an unboxing.
I will absolutely never eat maggot cheese from an unboxing. What?
Actually, that's a good video. We should make maggot cheese.
I don't think it's hard. Actually, I really don't think it's hard at all. I think you'd have
honestly,
to try to not
I
make
think
maggot
it might.
Cheese.
I think the hardest part will actually be getting it to get infested with maggots.
No, absolutely not hard at all. No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, you just leave it sitting on your kitchen countertop.
Yeah.
We can make ant cheese.
Oh.
No, but like, is cheese a thing that maggots really want? Like, don't you need, or do you have to put like a little bit of rotten meat in there or something?
No, I think they'll eat the cheese. I think they'll eat anything, right?
But do you think maybe in Italy where they make it, there's like special cheese loving flies?
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
That's so weird. There's like weird flies.
That you can
here.
Only call it rotten maggot cheese if it's made in Italy.
In Italy. That with that special fly.
Next to that special dumpster.
I watched some videos of people making like larvae for chickens to eat.
Oh, okay.
And so instead of feeding chickens food scraps, they would put their food scraps into these tubs. And then it was like black soldier flies or something.
Oh, yeah. And then the flies eat the food. The chickens eat the flies.
Yeah, they lay their eggs in the food and then the larvae form in the food. And then, I don't know the exact.
And then the flies fly out and the chickens eat them.
Yeah, so the flies leave. No, it's like the larvae that crawl out. So it's like the little wormy things.
Oh, okay.
And then when they're big enough to actually get out, then the chickens can eat them.
As they wiggle their way up and out of the box.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
and
a food spawner.
Right. So it's like instead of giving, like you don't want to give your chickens like rotten food, but you can give them stuff that you're like, oh, I'm going to throw this out. You can give them that. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but if you have like more than the chickens will eat and it'll go rotten,
exactly.
You just throw it in the bin.
Or stuff you don't want to give them directly.
Yeah.
Like maybe something that's like actually rotten.
Yeah.
But bugs apparently love that stuff. But cool. Yeah, I just don't know if I could handle the like knowing there's just like a bucket of extremely, because it's not just like, it's not compost. It's not. It's like rot post.
Yeah.
It's like actual
full writhing mass of bug larvae.
I couldn't. Looking in there, no, I'd only be able to add food at night. It's just there's something so disturbing. I don't even know how deep we want to go down this rabbit hole because there's a couple of stories like, no, you know what? Let's not do that.
What's the Spanish food where they make rice out of ant larvae?
I feel like I've seen something like that, but I don't know what it's called. John.
Pescador?
El Pescador?
No, I don't know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Man.
The thing. I never trust rice after learning about this.
When we were little.
At Spanish restaurants.
Was your dad super frugal growing up? And I mean that offensively.
I don't know.
Escamoles? No.
Camules?
Yeah, it must be that, right?
Camules.
Escamoles?
Yes. Yeah. That's it.
Ant rice
made from the, you know, when you see ants running away with their little babies on their head, if somebody just pulls those.
Kevin, it's known as Mexican caviar.
No caviar for me, thank you. My dad is super frugal. Oh, you know what? That actually does not look that bad at all.
Kind of looks
wait,
like.
Wait, no, Kevin. I know why Kevin hates it. It
why?
Says this on Wikipedia. It's been consumed in Mexico since the age of the Aztecs. The taste is described as buttery and nutty.
Yes,
with a texture,
that was it.
With a texture akin to that of cottage cheese.
Oh, God.
Wait, I read cream cheese when I first read that, but I was like, Kevin, I don't know if he's going to like thing. That. Back to the cheese.
damn it. If I didn't know what it was.
I think I've had it before.
Really?
And I didn't know what it was.
Do you like it?
No, that's not possible. It says it's consumed mostly around Mexico City. I haven't been around there, so.
It kind of looks like a tabbouleh salad in a way.
No, I haven't had that. I'm.
All right, so when I was a kid.
Okay.
My dad's super frugal.
Yep.
And he's frugal in kind of like that classic dad way of like, we'll buy a lot of something because it's cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a gallon of ketchup.
Yeah.
Like minus whatever the sort of storage cost, you know, to keep, you know, what could be three or four things in your pantry. You now only have ketchup.
Yeah. He got it. He got like, you know, a crate of gallon ketchup containers.
Yeah. Yeah. Like probably like 2 gallons.
Yeah.
And a place where you could have 5 or 10 things, you have a 50 pound bag of rice.
Oh, okay.
And we are not like a rice family. So I don't know why he had a 50-pound bag of rice.
Just in case.
Yeah, probably. And it probably was cheaper. He did the math and he was like, oh, well, if you buy 50 pounds, it's like, you know, 10 cents an ounce instead of a 12.
Yeah.
And doesn't realize that he actually just spent more money.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that if you let rice sit long enough, stuff will get into it.
Things that like also bugs. Look like rice?
Yeah, things that look like rice.
Oh, no. I know where this is going.
And I don't remember exactly how it went down. It was a long time ago. But my mom figured it out. And she was not happy. And we never bought another 50-pound bag of rice again.
Was it white rice or brown rice?
It was white rice. And I think, like, I don't know exactly what was in it. I don't know if it was, like, mites or if it was bigger things.
Yeah.
But there was, I remember distinctly at one point, it was, like, something in the rice bag moving. Or lots of something in the rice bag moving. And
The rice is
alive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, I just thought I'd share that childhood trauma.
Swedish jumping rice is what we call it.
Dude, no, man. No.
Oh, they're called weevils.
Weevils? How big are they?
About the size of a grain of rice.
Yeah. Great. John, you get a picture of that? I'm gonna, like, about to unlock some memory right now.
Oh, are they the ones with like the long noses, like the elephant looking mini bugs?
Yeah, those are, they're black ones though, but I think their larvae look like little rice things. Or no, I just saw a picture of infested rice.
I think we were like, we were basically thinking, like, how long have we been eating these basically like bugs?
Yeah.
In the rice? And I like actually don't know if it was months. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it was. That's like exactly what it was. The one on the left. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever... Well, okay, so we have an ant problem right now on this entire property.
Yeah.
Have you eaten an ant before?
I have. They're like kind of like it's like a weird spice.
They're spicy. Yeah. Isn't that so weird? John, I know you had. Did you taste it?
The ant?
No. It's
like a weird spice.
It is. It's like Sandra was saying it could almost be like a hot sauce, but it's not the same.
I feel like
it's more like burning.
In large quantities, it might taste like total shit.
Yeah. Like, these are Argentine ants. So maybe somebody knows what that taste is.
Are they fire ants?
No, they're Argentine ants.
It's like a bitter spice though.
Yeah.
Like a...
I had one crawling like on my recorder.
Yeah.
And I put my mouth on it and I could just like taste like, what's this bitter spicy flavor? And then there's like ants in my recorder just hanging out.
And then they're in your mouth.
Yeah. And then they were in my mouth.
And you're chewing on them.
Yeah. Well, just one, but that was enough.
I think that
then I just blew them out.
There is probably a YouTube video in here, like making hot sauce out of ants.
Yeah, extracting it.
It says like, it says in Venezuela, red ants are used in a spicy hot sauce.
Damn it!
Whoa, I don't feel as bad about it. Doesn't eating ants doesn't seem as gross to me because they're like small, kind of crunchy.
Maybe? Yeah, it's like. Maybe like, it's a ratio of like goo to shell.
Like popcorn shrimp.
Yeah. Like
yeah.
If it's like a lot of goo on the inside and like not a lot of structure on the outside, that's bad.
Yes. Yeah, like a caterpillar.
Yes. Yes.
you don't want to eat a caterpillar.
I don't want to eat a caterpillar. I really don't.
Or a worm.
Remember the time you accidentally cut that one in half?
Oh yeah. And it was just full of
goo everywhere.
Yeah.
That was horrific.
Yeah. The goo just wants to come out.
Venezuelan sauce is terrible looking.
What does it look like? What's the pitch?
I'll describe what Google says.
Oh, no.
The sauce is typically made with a base of boiled yucca. I don't know if that's how yucca.
No, that's a good
peppers,
start. Yucca
habaneros, cayenne, and jalapenos, and a significant amount of large red ants and termites.
You're not going to taste anything with all the habanero in there.
Dude, this is like the alchemy level of cooking.
Crunchy. It says the ants and termites add a unique crunchy texture.
Wait, ant termites?
And it looks like they're just added whole. So this it's a sauce, but there's a solid portion to it, almost like instead of the chili flakes.
So you have to like shake it before you use it.
It's just if you look it up, John, there's just a bunch of like dead ants.
I was hoping the ants would at least be turned into sauce.
Yeah, no, apparently it's just a bunch of dead ants in the sauce.
It's like you open the sauce, didn't put the lid on, a bunch of ants went inside, like one of those fly
traps.
That's
how he discovered it.
Yeah. Dude, that's what I'm telling you.
They thought they were eating like the chili flakes.
Right.
The pepper flakes that were still in there. It was just ants.
I'm flabbergasted. There's no way that's good. There's no way that's good. I could see blended, sure. But like the visuals of seeing whole ass ants in your food? No.
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 That's like,
just put in a blender.
Yeah. You have like a whole like instinct to not eat food that has ants in it.
Where does that go away? Where does the instinct die and they just eat ants in the sauce? The whole ants.
Maybe they taste good.
What if it'd be like a soda with whole ants in it? What do you think? Like, remember the Orbitz? What the hell was
the
soda?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Would you get a soda, like a spicy, like a Dr. Pepper with ants in it? It might work.
Yeah, maybe like just ant heads or just ant butts.
It's
you
got
know?
Like the spice? Yeah. Maybe it's like two flavors. It's like Dr. Pepper, only butts. I think that...
Bees.
Dude, now that I've said Dr. Pepper, I think that the flavor of ants, that weird spice, does align with Dr. Pepper. It has kind of that weird, like, spicy...
I hate how right you are about this.
Yeah. Like, what if you did an organic ant-based Dr. Pepper alternative? We call it Mr. Ant. Or Dr. Ant.
Surgeon Ant.
Surge Ant. Ant. Pepper and spicy. I don't know. Man, dude, ant soda?
Mount Ant Dew.
Mount Ant Dew. Antsy?
Ooh, Antsy's good.
Dude, how do we collect the ants? You just bait them with like...
You just like literally...
Soda? Or like sugar water?
Yeah.
Do they sell like one-way... Like what's a one-way ant trap? Can we get them
with
get them
Teflon.
Out? Teflon?
Well, you have to let a couple ants go back to tell the other ants that there's food there.
Okay, so you put like a little ladder or something.
Yeah, and then you take the ladder away.
What happens if you like... You know, I don't know enough about ant pheromones. I'm assuming it's like a pheromone they start squirting out.
Yeah.
What happens if they all squirt out? That's probably bad. That's a bad sound when you have all the pheromones squirt out. Because it means they've been like smushed or attacked, right?
Oh, I don't know. Mm. Yeah, probably.
So.
Oh, yeah. There's like a mix of all of them. Not just the food this way pheromone.
So to make an ant soda, this is great.
You need ants.
It's not fermented. Is that weird? I feel better about eating whole ants than I do some like fermented food. We need ant. We need an ant trap. Oh God, John pulled up a picture. is this the sauce? Oh, they're huge.
Well, tourists, I don't think love is the right word.
Oh my God. It's all ant. It's literally all ants. No. Okay. This guy's just feeding tourists like actual trash. And he's like, what the hell's wrong with these people? Okay, so we catch the ants. Yeah. We blend them up. And then we add sugar and water.
Okay.
And then, or we filter. Do you filter it first or do you want to add, water? You make like a syrup, like an ant syrup, right? You want to get like the chunks out, right?
Oh, yeah. Boil the ants.
Boil them?
Render them.
With boiling might like denature the...
Oh, yeah.
You're going to ruin the flavor, man.
The volatile ant.
It might get better. Maybe we should just ferment it like cheese, you know? And then turn the cheese into a hot sauce.
Interesting.
There's a million ant ways cheese. To do this.
You ever seen the cake videos where like he like makes a cake and then he like takes a cake and like makes a cake with the cake and then like takes the cake and shreds it and like makes another cake with the cake?
No.
Oh, you never seen
that?
No. Oh, it's like cakes. It just kind of keeps going in cycles. He like uses it as like a base for like the next thing. Just saying, we like do that with the ant sodas.
Yeah.
Like grind up the ants. The maggots eat the ants. We grind up the maggots, feed those to the ants.
No maggots.
No maggots? Just ants?
This is a maggot-free food processing facility.
I think you're onto something with ant soda.
I'm excited.
Do we actually?
This could be it.
I want to do that. I actually.
You know, clear beer wasn't it?
No.
The we never beer 2.0 wasn't it either?
No, that stuff tasted.
You guys failed at clear beer.
We never tried. We didn't have time. Also, it's a long story. It's not a long story. Sort of didn't happen.
It's a short story. It just it's didn't happen. Story.
Aunt soda. You had an aunt most recently.
Yeah.
Is it possible flavor wise?
If it was, it was a unique flavor.
If there was.
I've never
sweet.
Tasted that before.
We added sweet to it. Could it work?
I'm scared to try, but I have to do it for science.
When did you eat it?
Oh, like 4 days ago. It's still pretty fresh on my mind.
You guys we'll gotta go create.
Go find an ant.
Go find
an ant. Yeah, we'll go find an ant. I will literally eat an ant right now.
No way. Do it right now.
On the extra.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll go out. I know. I'm a little worried about the ones there because I put fipronil out.
Okay, well, mine are pesticide free.
Okay, then I'm gonna eat your organic ant. We're gonna go to your house.
Pesticide free.
We're gonna get some ants. We're gonna bring them down here, and I'm gonna eat the ant on the extra. And I'm gonna try my best to imagine what it would taste like if it was a soda flavor.
Okay,
that's my plan.
You know, to get the ants, what we could do is just find the queen.
Oh God!
And put her in a little jail cell, and then all the ants come to try to save her.
We eat them.
Then we eat them.
Okay. I like this idea. I'm actually excited. I think this is, it's a non-inebriating beverage idea. This is, I think, the first non-inebriating beverage we've come up with.
Yeah.
And we can test it right now.
Is it time? What time? Yeah. I'm excited. How long have we been recording for?
1 hour, 1 minute.
Woo! It's ant time.
Okay. We'll see you guys on Patreon. Thank you to everybody who supports us. Your names are on the screen. We love you. Right, Nigel? Say, I love you.
I love you.
I love them.
Oh, we're making progress. We will see you guys on Patreon. I'm going to go get an ant right now from Kevin's house.
Let's go.
Oh, my God.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.